Hey guys, my name is Kim Sanders, and welcome to You Are Worth the Work, a podcast that reminds busy moms that following your dreams ain't all rainbows and roses, but you are worth the work that it takes to thrive in this life. After you listen, please rate and review the episode. Also, if you want to connect with me, I'll have that info for you in the show notes. Let's get started. Hey guys, thank you for coming back to part two of my conversation with my friend, stylist Amber Riley. If you didn't listen to part one, go back and take a listen to it. It was such a good conversation. We talked about family, kids, friendship, and it's going to get even better. Take a listen.
How do you juggle all of that? How do you, like,
know what?
How do you, because the skating thing is, it makes my heart happy. It is. It looks so fun.
It is so fun. Can we go? The next time I'm in Jacksonville, let's go skating. I actually heard there's good skating in Jacksonville.
Let's do it.
No, I think that I recently got divorced back in August. I think that splitting time with my ex-husband with the kids, so he gets him 50%, I get him 50%. Mm-hmm. That downtime, I really savor. I don't call my kids during that downtime. I don't call them every night to wish them good night or any of that nature. I let them sit with their father for the entire week. And I see them when they get back. And during that week, I try to be very hyper-focused on the things that make Amber Riley happy. And what can I infuse in my life that brings me peace, that brings me joy? And if it don't fit in that bucket, I'm probably not going to do it. Right. Like when they leave, I clean my entire house. I make sure it's nice and neat. Right. Because you didn't get a week of clean house, babe. Like, it's nice. So I clean my entire house. I wash the sheets. They smell fresh, you know, that kind of thing. New bedding. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I plan. Okay. Today, what are we doing? I need to go to the mall. I need to talk to some clients. I need to exchange some items for some clients. I want to skate tonight. I will probably exercise, even though it's not one of those things that bring me joy. It's good for my health.
It brings me joy to hear you say that. So
I know it's know that. I know it does, but you know how I feel about exercise.
I know, but skating is exercise. Let's be very clear that skating is not a cakewalk.
Skating is not a cakewalk. That is for certain, but sometimes it can be meditative. Instead of more exercise-y. Okay. It's definitely exercise, but when I'm just rolling around the rink backwards, right? It's very calming. So I don't think of it as exercise.
Yeah, see, you have this thing of exercise.
Yeah, like that activation.
Anything that moves your body and gets your heart rate up a little bit, we're going to call that exercise.
All right, I will accept. So... I think that's what I do. I take my off weeks and really, really enjoy them. I don't, when I didn't have those off weeks, I had just started to start taking time for myself. I'm leaving. I'm going here. I'm scheduled time with my friends. I'm very intentional about my time. Out because even my kids were like, Mom, like, we love coming over here, we love spending all this time with you, but then you also schedule time away from us. Mm-hmm. I do,
yes,
because mom is a person, right? Like, mom is not just a mom, mom is Amber Riley, she is an entire person and was an entire individual before you all ever got here. And she liked doing things like sewing, like skating, like, you know, going out for drinks with her friends. And I lost her and I needed to find her again. And so I selfishly reclaimed my time, you know, Congresswoman Waters, reclaiming my time, baby. I need to kind of put some energy back into myself. I'm worth it. I deserve it. And I can be a better person for the people who are in my life, who I love and want to support, right? Just I was saying, my last sister lost her mother. I lost my mother. I know what that feels like. if I didn't have extra time, if I didn't like pour into myself, I can't pour into her right now. I can't give her maybe some of what she might need right now in the fact that I understand what she's going through if I hadn't given to myself. And I think I don't have to be, I don't have to feel bad for it either, that I deserve to pour into myself. So that's kind of how I make time. Like I'm blessed enough that I split time with my ex, and yeah, so I have like these off weeks, and then I work from home mostly. I probably will look for a more work from home job because that flexibility is kind of wonderful, is to be able to do the things that you need to do and be doing other things, washing clothes, cooking dinners, right? Yeah. And then you can, when you're happy and you make space, you can make space for other people in your life. It's really nice. It's really, it's nice here. I like it.
It's nice here. I love that. And I love that you mentioned that you told, that you explained to them that you're a person and you deserve time off, because I think as moms, once we have these kids, we pour so much into them that we scrape the bottom. Yes. You know, we're scraping for the bottom. We're scraping for something. And I always tell other moms, that's, you're going to resent your kids. Yeah. You're going to resent your spouse. You're going to, you know, you're going to resent the people around you that are taking.
Yep.
But you've got to be the one to say, yeah, not right now.
But I also want them to see me as a person. So I think a lot of sexism that I see is not seeing women as actual people, not seeing them. And I have three boys. I definitely want you. I want you to see me. You're going to see me, baby. You're going to see me struggle. You're going to see me cry. And when I reclaim my time, you're seeing me as an individual who makes decisions. I am somebody who can speak up for myself. I can say, this is what I need. I want them to see a woman doing those things, a woman who's not just solely taking care of men. Right. I want them. Sometimes I look at them and I say, look around here and see how you can contribute to your household. Right. Instead of giving them chores, I just say to them, look around and see how you can contribute to this household.
I'm adding that.
Girl, add it.
I'm adding that.
It takes away from the nagginess of, you should have, you know, put your underwear up, or I folded those clothes. They should be in the bin. And I want them to actually see. I want them to see, oh, wait, the trash is full. I want them to see, oh, wait, dishes are in the sink. I need to get them in the dishwasher. Right. How can you contribute to what's going on? I want you to see less of me doing all the work and more of us all working together, because that's the kind of husbands I want you guys to be when you grow up, is to be people who look, see, and do. Look, see, and do, right? Like, that's what I want out of my boys. So I think it's important for me to stand up for myself and say, hey, guys, there's three of you. I'm only one person. I can't do it all, but I can help. And the things that you can do, just do them. I'm not going to be upset if we make a mistake. We can correct. We can figure it out. We can learn together. But you got to see me as a person, as a person who can, you know, an individual. That's kind of what, that's how I'm running things right now. I don't know. I'll let y'all know if it don't work out. I mean, I might.
I mean, it sounds like a good idea.
Something different. It's a great. I think it's a great idea. I probably saw
it does.
Let me tell you, my ideas are never original. Like, if a mom, another mama got it, I'm like, sis, that sounds good. I'm fitting to implement tomorrow. You know what I mean?
I've done that a ton, just because. And I had another one of my sorority sisters was, I did an interview with her a couple episodes back, and she was like, I'm not raising kids. I'm raising adults.
Yeah.
I'm raising adults. She's got three boys and a girl. And the youngest, she's got a set of twins, boy, girl twins, and they just turned 13. So she's like,
right,
I'm not, you know, I'm not raising children. I'm raising functioning humans. Absolutely. So you got to know what to do. And based on your age. And so I told her, I said, I look at the things that you're doing and that you've done. I look to see what you're doing, especially with the twins, because it's such a different dynamic.
Yeah.
And I know that there are other moms, you know, you have multiple children, but it's a little different parenting, actual multiples, you know?
Yeah.
So I told her, I was like, at every little stage, I'm looking to see what Tanya's doing. What did Tanya do? What did she do? What'd she do with that? I'm texting
her. And it's good to have.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to have a village of people that, you know, that you can count on, but I am stealing that. Look around and see what you can do to help. Because
I'm only one person. Listen, three, four of us working together, always better than one.
Yeah.
It's always going to be better, you know? So, yeah.
Okay. So you talked about a little bit of this. I can't talk. You talked a little bit about this, about finding yourself again, but I want you to tie it back to styling and fashion, because I know, especially during the pandemic and when the pandemic was active, like I know I gave away a whole bunch of like real clothes.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. So I got, you know, I got these t-shirts, I got these leggings, and I know you despise my skinny jeans. I did get rid of some, by the way.
Good. Good for you. For you. Mm-hmm. Good job.
That felt a little judgmental.
I'm congratulating. Good job.
But I want you to kind of talk a little bit about how moms can kind of find themselves in their closet.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Because you feel invisible. And so you throw on the t-shirt, you throw on the baggy sweats because you just need to get stuff done. But how can a mom find herself just by what she's got?
So one thing is really understanding. So I told a friend of mine, girl, get in the mirror and start talking to yourself. Let's start here. The world comes at us in 8 million ways about what we're supposed to look like. Half shaved legs and underarms. I don't know. Wax your kitty cat. Be fit. You got to do all the things. You got to look good in your clothes. You got to look good in your pajamas. We can't even get, we getting lingerie. We can't even get regular old cotton pajamas. We ain't nothing comfortable about being a woman. So the first thing I think is to, because especially for moms, our bodies are not what they used to be. I don't care if if you snapped back or not. There's something about your body that makes you slightly uncomfortable based on what the world tells you you should look like, right? Your boobs might not be in the right place. Maybe you have stretch marks. Maybe your belly button is sagging. I don't know. Who cares? I spent a lot of time sitting in the mirror and saying, Amber, your body lent itself to birth three whole human beings. You look good, girl. Like, you're doing great. Three human beings have come out of you. You're doing just fine. The boobs are not boobing, but that's okay. These are the titties that you got. And they're perfectly fine. I ain't undressed myself, and no person has ever said, them not good titties. They fine titties. You know what I mean? Like, get in the mirror and start doing some self-talk about how beautiful you are, about how, whether or not your body is what it used to be, this body is beautiful. That's step one. Step two, when you start cleaning out your closet, you got to understand your body type. I highly recommend everyone follow me on Riley_styling on Instagram and start looking at the body type videos, measure yourself and understand where you are. I don't care if you are getting ready to lose a whole bunch of weight. Let's just talk about where you are right now. And then look at what's in there and you need to like understand, do these clothes actually work for my body type? Because I tell you one thing, 9 times out of 10, if you see some Instagram post or something and it's some cute little outfit and you order it because the Instagram told you you should order this, 9 times out of 10, the reason it's still hanging in your closet is because it doesn't work for you. It doesn't work for your body type because that's not how clothes are manufactured. That's not how they're sold to you. They're just sold for consumption, for everyone to just keep buying. And so I'm very passionate about kind of being an educator when I'm in someone's closet about what does and does not look good on you, what will and will not work. So it's always funny when I go to someone's closet and they're like, oh, I was thinking about this fit. And then they put on the fit and I say, this needs to be more flared at the hips. This, you have a lot of breasts. This, it has to have more volume in the bottom. And then they're like, well, I don't know. And then I put them in something that has more volume. and I correct their proportions. And I say, turn around, look. And every time I do that, a woman turns around and looks in the mirror and says, I see where we're going.
You're
and
right.
Every time they do that, they now understand I've just been purchasing the wrong things for me, mm-hmm. for my style, for my body type. And it has less to do with you don't look good in clothes. I don't look good in that. I don't look good in, honey, we can make you look good in a lot of things. They just have to be right for you. And I think when I'm in someone's closet and I am walking, I just recently had a client that I did for an event. She's actually Muslim, beautiful woman. And I know her husband probably wanted her to be really, really covered up. So I kept that in mind. And she had two babies. And she's got beautiful titties. And I told her, like, she started putting on these outfits that were very straight and very rectangly, making her look a little boxy. And I was like, nah, we need some flair. And I just looked through her closet for a little bit, asked her what the vibe was. I put her in a button-down shirt that had this huge peplum on the bottom and some mm-hmm. jeans and some fabulous heels. And I told her to turn around. And she was like, she looked back at me and she was like, you know what you're doing, don't you? I'm like, mm-hmm. yeah. And I think it's in those moments of I was respecting what she was saying. I saw what she was trying to wear. And I respected her religion, her space of needing to be covered, her space of needing to respect her husband. And we had a moment where we were like, we can be respectful. We can be anything we need to be through our clothes. We can still express our style and our beauty and not have to step on other people's toes to do it. We don't have to do that. We can be very, we can walk in rooms and turn heads and still be Muslim women. We could still do it all. And when she looked in the mirror and she saw the outfit, it made me feel like, there's a sense of validation of I can do this. I can help women feel better about having had two kids and feeling like things are not in the right place. Cause I've experienced that. Right. And it very much aligns with what I feel on purpose to do. And that's use fashion to help people understand how beautiful they are inside and out, to correct these notions that I've had lots of clients say, I need to cover my arms. Baby, it's 90 degrees outside. We're not covering arms. Okay, let's put that. We are not doing that in 90 degree North Carolina weather. It's not happening. Okay. Let's talk about these arms. Like, and so, and I and I've literally said to clients, never in the history of ever have I ever heard a man say, I date her, but she got flabby arms. I ain't even ever, this is a thing, these arm situations, I've never heard a man say that jiggly arm is just what, no, ain't nobody paying attention to your arms, babe. No one's, and I guarantee you, even if they're paying attention, no one's going to say it to you. Ain't nobody going to say it to your face. So we need to, there's a lot of things that women have to put aside, right? Mm-hmm. Like this, I kind of compare it to the notion of having curly hair versus straight. I used to have really straight hair. Actually, when you first met me, my hair was always straight. Mm-hmm. I chopped it off while I was in Jacksonville.
I remember.
And I went curly and I thought to myself, wearing my hair straight, I've actually added to the problem that there's not enough people that have natural hair that Black men and men of all colors really can say, I do like that. Because all mm-hmm. we do is show them this straight, trying to be white, no offense to anybody, hair, but that's where it comes from. Us straightening our hair comes from the dynamic that closer to white is right, right? And so mm-hmm. when I started to wear my natural curls, it was not well received by my ex-husband, by my entire family. Nobody liked when I chopped my hair off.
Mine either. Just
and I had to walk in it, like, right? I had to walk and I had to get back in the mirror and say, you look good with short hair, girl. You look like I had to talk to myself and say, it's going to be okay because we're walking this thing. This is how my hair grows out of my head and y'all going to deal. The world will deal. And I think mm-hmm. teaching other women that the world will deal with however you step in a room Because when you step in, you're confident. You just have to have confidence. Your confidence will lead you in places that nobody else can. You just need to step confidently and instilling the confidence, encouraging women to rethink why they think the things they think, telling them that they're beautiful, explaining to them that, honey, all we need to do is this, this, and this. You good. And you can do that completely through clothes. And I never thought that could be a ministry for me. I thought, what does the Lord care with clothes? You know, like that to me, it was like not even special. But you know what? When Adam and Eve, when Eve ate that fruit and they realized they were naked and they covered themselves with leaves, the Lord was the first person to sew them a good garment. So he do care. He do care. And I feel like it was an expression of love to us, to cover us. And so I'm very happy to do what I do. I love it.
I love that you love it because I love I love watching you. Like you're watching your page and watching your journey and hearing you talk about it, because you came down here for my 40th and we were standing in my closet while you were judging my jeans. And
sorry, and girl.
No, hey, I would rather you say it to me out of love, right? Because that's what you do. You speak out of love than to not say anything.
Absolutely.
That would prove to me that you didn't love me, that we were not friends. If you were like, if you looked and you were like, yep, that's it.
No,
that ain't it.
And I wouldn't leave you there. Come on. You know me. I'm not leaving you
there. But I am getting better. I will tell you, I'm getting better.
I think so.
So I love the evolution of your page and just who you are and your confidence. Like you've always been confident, but this is you, the past couple of years has been, oh, okay. She just out here. She out here. Yeah. And I'm 100% here for it. So last thing, like parting shot, what is the one thing you would tell another mom besides all the other gems that you've dropped today? If she's like, you know, I'm ready to do something. I don't know what exactly it is that I want to do, but me being this right here ain't it. What is the very first thing, the one thing that you would tell her?
The very first thing I say is, what are you really passionate about? So like when there's always a thing with people, they're always that you are passionate about exercise, about health. I am passionate about fashion. There's always a thing. And if you spend a little time, the guy I'm dating now is very into teaching. I'm like, all you do is teach. You teach all day long. Even if you're in a conversation with somebody or whatever, you immediately flow back into teaching. There's something you naturally are inclined to do. You're inclined to flow. And if you don't know what it is, ask somebody else. Ask a really close friend. Hey, what do you see in me that is prominent, that I kind of always do, or that I always, like if you had to pick a career for me, what would you say it would be? Right. And not one of my friends would ever say, I don't think you should be a stylist or you should probably do. None of them would say that because that's all like I could talk about that for hours and hours and hours and never grow tired, never grow. You know what I mean? So I think that you should really hone in on everybody has their gifts. There's something that is just in your lane. And it might feel like it also is in other people's lane. Don't worry about that. It's something. It might be teaching. It might be giving. It might be encouragement. It might be, there's something you do that's in your essence that you feel it. One of my gifts is teaching and encouraging. All I do through style is teach and encourage, right? Like all I do is teach you how to dress better and encourage you that you're beautiful. Those are part of my gifts. And while I'm in someone's closet and they have their aha moment, I'm fulfilled. So I will always encourage people. If you don't know, your friends know. The friends that really know you, they know what it is, that thing that you do that is the reason almost why y'all are friends, right? Like that encouragement that, you know, that it's something that you do. I promise you, for every person alive, there's something that you do that is going to add to the world. And I think that's what the one thing I would tell that to anybody, but especially moms, because we lose ourselves.
I'm so excited that we were able to do this. Like, you have no idea how happy this makes me.
Oh, I'm so glad it makes you happy, because I was so sad. I'm so sorry I had to reschedule, because I was just like,
it actual happens. Work. The nerve
of those people.
The nerve of the day job to intrude on my life.
Absolutely.
But this is basically why I even created this podcast. Was like, there's somebody out there that needs to hear. And it took me a while to figure that out, right? There's somebody out here that needs to hear what I have to say. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I got some pretty cool friends. They probably want to hear what they have to say too, because I could encourage, you know, all day long. Yeah. I could tell you as a mom, put yourself first. I can tell you as a mom to be selfish and do the things, but maybe you need to hear from Amber. Maybe you need to hear it that way.
Yeah.
And I don't care how you
have a unique perspective, right? Like, no one, there is no other Kimberly Sanders. There's no other one. Not anywhere on the planet. You have a specific, I don't even care if you grew up with people, grew up with your siblings, they all have a different perspective about, you can ask two people who were in the same situation, they'll have two different stories. Everyone has unique perspective that we can all gain knowledge from. So
That's what I'm as, and I tell people parenting twins is the social experiment that I never knew I wanted, you know, because they're being raised in the exact same household.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact, just watching them grow, they have vastly different perspectives on anything and everything.
Yeah.
So I love it. I love you.
I love you too.
I can't wait to see you pull up on my FaceTime randomly at some point.
You know I will. Because I gotta fill you in.
On all the things. And you guys, I will link Amber's information. She's gonna send me all of her things. And say one more time your Instagram.
My Instagram is @Riley @Riley_styling styling
And then your website?
My website is rileystyling.co.
Okay. I will have that linked in the show notes. So you can go see it, so you can check out her the series on body types and how to style. That was top tier.
Thank you.
Top tier. Appreciate like it. As someone who doesn't know how to dress herself, I needed it. Absolutely needed it.
Yeah. So. It's wonderful. I'm gonna do men next. I just need to work on the videos.
That works. Yeah. Because the men need to hear it.
The men do need to hear it, because they out here wilding too. So
okay, thank you.
You're welcome, boo. Bye, girl.
Thank you so much for listening to You Are Worth the Work. If you enjoy this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, review, share, tell your friends, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.